and if you just fade away, don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey everyone, welcome to JetNation.com. I'm Courtney Arillo.
I'm Phil Sullivan.
And today we are discussing what is not really going on with the Jets, or what is going on. They had Woody and Rex had their conference yesterday to finally end out the season after a little vacation. And you see a lot of changes on the horizon, but we're not quite sure what they are yet.
Today we'll discuss where the Jets are going to go from here. A little more became known after the press conference. Rex is still standing. So we'll talk about that. We'll look back very briefly at the season, Tannenbaum being gone, but mainly we're going to look ahead. So let's just kind of review. We'll start with Tannenbaum. You know, he'd been in the organization since 97, started as the director of player contract negotiations, worked his way up. 2006, he took over as general manager for Terry Bradway. And right now he's on a free ride because his contract runs to 2014, and he's going to get paid to do nothing because he's been fired. Thoughts on Tanny being fired, Courtney?
I know they say everything starts from the top and then trickles down, but if that were truly the case, it would be Woody Johnson. But Woody Johnson made that decision, so that's how they're starting off. I don't know. I right now I'm kind of just like, we'll see what happens. It's hard to make any speculation on something when not everything's put into place.
Well, he needed to go.
No,
that much is known.
I agree. Yeah.
In his seven seasons, the Jets went 57-55. So in kind of Jet speak, like, it was average. It wasn't terrible, but average isn't good enough.
No, you can always do better.
Yeah, I mean, they were in the playoffs three times. They won four playoff games, so there's general managers that did worse. The Jets need to find the general manager that's going to do better and not be happy until they find that.
And everyone's rooting for this next general manager to really be involved with the offense and picking the offensive coordinator.
Well, Rex, Rex certainly can't. So, bye-bye, Tannenbaum, and we'll go on to who's next. Just looking back at the season really quick, 6-10, no playoffs. Tannenbaum's clearly paying the price for it, which sends the message that it's talent, lack of talent.
Also, the talent has been injured.
Yeah, but you have depth concerns, so that, you know, that goes to the GM. But the only thing I really want to say about the season is, as I look back, this just jumps out at me. So you had the injuries, lack of depth, blah, blah, blah. But when you look at wide receiver, so Santonio Holmes got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't know he got hurt, so he would have been your number one. But he's going to be a 900-yard-a-year guy. Like, he's not going to be Megatron. He's going to be, if everything went according to plan, he would have 900 yards. You had Stephen Hill in back of him. Like, just looking at this from a depth perspective, like, who in back of Holmes really that got hurt, like, could have made it a difference? Like, they just didn't have a good plan there.
No, but we're also missing Keller, and I know not everyone is a fan of Keller like I am, but Rex definitely is. He made that pretty clear. But I don't know if he's going to stay this year. They might get rid of him.
Yeah, but so you lose Keller, but I mean, does that
make a difference if Mark doesn't start, so... No, I'm being serious. He's his go-to guy. If Mark's not starting, which he probably won't, then I guess it doesn't matter if Keller's here or not. I mean, we might just... The O-line just might get a total revamp, just like our coaching staff.
In the context of the receivers, Keller, tight ends, and anybody who's a potential receiving target, it's just... That's the one thing that just jumps out at me with Tannenbaum. Like, that's why... You're fired. There just was no plan there. Holmes got hurt, and it shouldn't have impacted the team the way it did. So Keller got hurt. All right, that hurts. But, you know, you had nobody other than Curley that was even an option. You know, you carry five or six receivers on the team, and there's nobody that should be on a roster at all. Like, the guys they ran out this year, Clyde Gates and some of these other guys, shouldn't even be in the NFL. That's how bad the depth was.
He caught one.
So
he caught one or two.
That's what what Tannenbaum definitely pays the price for. So they had the press conference yesterday.
They did. I watched it twice. I don't know why, but I did.
Glutton for punishment?
Well, I was still getting ready for work and they replayed it. overall, you know, not everyone's questions were answered, but I think, because they don't, like I said, they have to hire the coaches have to hire the players, okay? Everyone's still asking questions. The press conference was to round out the season, obviously talk about the latest changes with Tannenbaum and all the coaching, the coaches and stuff, but they didn't talk about, the purpose was not to talk about the players, and people kept asking about the players. You're not going to get answers.
No, that's fine. What I got from the press conference is this. Woody believes in Rex.
Well, that is a given, yeah.
I mean, he's doubling down on Rex. Woody said he never thought about firing him.
Which I don't... Do you have a problem with Rex remaining the head coach? I mean, I think he's a great guy.
I wanted him back.
Personally, know him or anything. I'm just saying.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. I mean, he brought me lunch the other day.
You know who is a great guy? Would be an awesome neighbor. Rich Cotite was a great guy. no, I'm making fun of you, but...
Yeah, I know you are.
I wanted Rex back. I haven't given up on him. I know a lot of fans are mixed and... You know, a lot of people wanted him gone. I'm not giving up on him yet, but he's got this year. Like, this will be his fifth year. And
he knows he has to do something this year. And that's why. And I like that he took the blame. He knew last year, he's like, all right, he's like ground and pound, blah, blah, blah. It's almost like he tried to like be a part of the offense, but you know, like deep down he's all like still about the defense. But this year he's like, okay, now I know I had to be more involved in the offense and his whole attack. I know you're probably not buying it. That's just what he said for the presser.
Well, he's backing off from the ground and pound, right? So he always said, we need a ground and pound. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, we need an attacking style of offense, which I'm not sure what that means exactly.
Like bounty? No, I'm just kidding.
It sounds a lot like what they said when Sperano was hired. Sperano, you know, didn't use the term ground and pound, but he said, you know, we're a running team that takes chances down the field. Yet the offense, you know, and I'm going to really go out of my way to avoid quarterback talk on this podcast because I don't want to, you know, we have a off season to get into that. But the offense didn't take a lot of big chances. They weren't throwing the ball 40 yards down the field. So, I don't know why that didn't happen last year and why saying it now is going to make it happen.
Well, because we're going to get new players.
Well, that'll help. That'll definitely help. Rex actually said, you know, whether we develop a pistol kind of offense, like they're looking at what, you know, some of the teams, the Niners with Kaepernick, you know, what these other guys are doing, and they're going back to the drawing board.
Basic football.
Well, you know, I don't even know what they're going to come up with, but it can't be worse. It can't be worse than it was last year.
I mean, no, I mean, I agree that they shouldn't, I've always said they shouldn't rely on the ground and pound. And obviously their little tricks didn't work either with Tebow and the Wildcat. I'm not even trying to throw a low blow to Tebow. Like everything they said, like it just didn't work. Like I really just taking this year and like throwing it under the, like, you know, sweeping under the carpet and just.
Yeah, that's why I don't even know. They didn't even run the Wildcat last year. They ran the read option. It didn't work. Tebow got 2 yards a carry. The whole thing, just throw it all out. Like, this is one time where I'm a big fan on, they say, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. This is a time where you throw it all out. I want the doctors that were involved. I want everybody gone. If you had something to do with the offense last year, you're gone. Which actually...
Well, which is good because...
It's kind of happening.
Yeah, it is happening, obviously. Coach Kavanaugh is gone. Which I said last year we should have done also.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should just... No, I'm just kidding. No, but I, because I mean, you can't improve. Your quarterback gets worse. It's not all him. You're obviously doing, you're coaching wrong. You're telling him to do the wrong things.
You know what?
Anyone, not even Tebow should have been developed more if you know, by the quarterback coach. Like, it's just nothing worked.
You throw it all out. So on offense, Sperano's gone, Kavanaugh's gone. They won't announce, they're not going to announce really any coaching changes other than that.
Well, Dennis Thurman.
But they're not going to announce it, I don't think, until the GM is here. Yeah. So let's just take a step back and look a little bit about the GM. So Tom Gamble from the 49ers was interviewed. Mm-hmm. David Caldwell from the Falcons, a candidate. Mark Ross from the Giants. And Scott Cohen from the Jets. Now,
I'm in favor of Tom Gamble. I like the idea. I was favoring Gamble and Ross because I like the idea, especially of a college scouting, like scout. I think that's smart. You have to make smart moves.
If you get a personnel guy in here, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with taking a shot. You're basically betting on organizations, and if you're betting on organizations that are talented, Giants didn't make the playoff this year, but two recent Super Bowls, so they're talented.
You have to think about it this way. I mean, if it was me and I had an opportunity, like, you have to think about the type of guy you want to bring in. Because, again, take a step back and look at it. It's not just the Jets. It's New York. Guys are going to want to prove themselves. This gives people, they're like, okay, a lot of people be like, why would you want to even be involved with the Jets, especially, like, now? Because it gives them, like, it's like their time to shine. If they get turned the team around, it's like, thank God, look who we hired. You know, and the guy's like, I knew I could turn this team around. Like, it benefits everybody if it happens.
Yeah, they said, like, the Gamble was the early favorite. Now they said those talks are cooling a little bit, or those, that prospect, not the talks, but the Jets
sources,
blog. The Jets blog actually reported that Gamble, it was a done deal. They were talking money. Apparently, other guys have said, Samini said, that was bogus, that he was actually interviewing when they said his agent was talking dollars and all that. But what you said, to make a name for yourself, these guys are going to make between $2 and $3 million a year.
And I think it's for what, 4 to 5 years? Yeah, look at, I read. I don't know.
At least 3-4 years. You can't go really lower than that.
Yeah.
So what you get, though, is you get a chance to make a name for yourself, and that could parlay to TV. If you come here and do well, you know, you could set yourself up for a life beyond football. So there is more than that. But, you know, back on the candidates for a second, I'm fine with, if you're betting on somebody from the Giants, you know, even the Falcons or the Niners.
The Falcons are awesome this year. If I were...
Organizations that are talented and run that way. The only name on this list that I'm really scared about, and I'm afraid they're going to do, is the in-house candidate, Scott Cohen. If you're going to hire your assistant GM and promote him, like...
You might as well just kept Tannenbaum.
You really should have, because Rex is going to be running the show. They need an outside influence to come in and say, Rex needs to... You know, they used the lame duck thing during the press conference, and Woody said Rex isn't a lame duck. So that aside, Rex needs to feel like he's a lame duck. Like, he needs to coach with urgency and... You know, hiring Scotty Cohen and telling Rex he's doing a great job after two crappy seasons, that's the wrong message.
It's like making the same mistake over again.
I'm going to just hope that that's not the case. And then there was people writing, well, the Browns are interested in Scotty Cohen. You know what, Cleveland? You could have him.
Yeah.
Because the way you run your organization, if you want him, what we should do is get the list of who the Browns want and scratch them off our list. That's what we should do.
That's good.
Yeah, go back over to the coaches then. So we talked about offense. Sperano's gone. Kavanaugh's gone. The rest, you know, I think there's going to be, you know, they might bring, you know, receivers, coaches back in that. But, you know, you can see how they change there. But they're not going to announce any of that till the GM is in place. But we didn't talk about the defensive side.
So Mike Pettine's leaving, announced this morning to the Buffalo Bills, which is what Rex didn't want. Why would you go there?
For Patton?
Yeah.
Well,
why would you want to be in Buffalo in the first place? This sucks up there.
Well, he's an East Coast guy. He's a Pennsylvania guy. So think about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to majorly relocate his family. He was a Pennsylvania guy originally.
grew up there. Do you think he doesn't think the Jets like have any hope?
No. Here, I think it's two things. So there was a money. They said there was a money issue originally, and he didn't resign. You know, he didn't feel like he was getting paid commensurate with the, you know, what a top coordinator should be paid.
Okay.
I don't know the exact, you know, contract details, but they said there was a money thing originally. But bigger, he wants to step out of Rex's shadow. Mm. Him and Rex have talked. You know, I'm fine with that. I'm not actually worried about it. It's Rex's defense, so, you know, this is fine. But what upsets me is, here's your guy, here's your best friend, and he's going in the division. Like, Belichick almost put out a hit on Mangini when Mangini did it. Yeah. You know, it's considered disloyal. And Mangini did it for a head coaching job. This guy's doing it for a lateral move.
Like, and even in the conference, Rex was like, you know, definitely Mike Pettine. I could see him being a head coach somewhere. So, I mean, I think this took him by surprise a little bit, but, I mean.
But I'm all for developing him and, you know, helping him out. But, you know, to go in the division, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You might as well just go to the Patriots.
Well, the theme there being Rex is too nice to people. So they need a new defensive coordinator. Rob Ryan is available.
Yeah. That's not going to happen, though. That's going to be ridiculous.
No?
Come on. Really? You really think that would happen? You know, though, it's the Jets, and nothing surprises me.
I don't think that'll happen. I hope it doesn't happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
I want every move they make this year to be, like, to answer this question. Does this move take us further away from being a circus? If it takes you further away from being a circus, then you should explore the move. Hiring Rob Ryan is going to sell newspapers and all that, but no. Please.
Well, hopefully Woody Johnson learned his lesson after the Tebow, you know?
I hope so.
With the whole selling newspaper things. Because that's a lot of ink to use on the front page of the Post.
Rob and Rex?
Well, all those pictures, yeah.
I don't think it'll be
special teams. We need a new special. I think we hired one. Well, or we might have.
No. We got to finish up the.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah, so they were saying that there's a new defensive coordinator, but they just haven't announced it yet. Dennis Thurman, the defensive backs coach, is. They said it's kind of a done deal.
Yeah.
And they're just not going to announce it yet. So he's, out of all the coaches under Rex, he's been with him the longest.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the system. When you look at the year that the defensive backs had last year,
mm-hmm.
You're promoting that guy. I'm like, okay, you had that awesome year.
Yeah.
Without Revis.
That was a smart move.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as special teams, they're going to promote the assistant special teams coach, Ben, not even going to try and pronounce his last name, Ben K, because I'm going to screw it up and everybody will make fun of me.
Okay.
So Westhoff has been grooming him for years.
So that's another good move. It's in the right direction.
It is.
But
you have new coordinators all about.
Well, we need a new team. We need new Jets.
Yeah.
In general. So, I mean, I'm okay with all with this.
Yeah, it scares me. You know, early in the year, you just, I don't know. The defense will have a new coordinator, but not really, because it's still Rex. So hopefully Rex is calling the plays and all that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know what? The offense was so terrible. So having a new offensive coordinator, there's no way. It's not like the bar was set high.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And the same is true for special teams. Everybody loves Westhoff, but the special teams was bad last year.
No, they were. They were awful.
So, you know, for those other two units, you have for the defense, Rex, you know, it's a new coordinator, but not really. The other two units, neither of those units could really get much worse, conceivably worse. How much worse could they get?
No, you're right. Not.
You just
can't. No, I agree. I'm listening. I'm just, I don't know. I think that our next podcast would be when everyone's hired. It's going to be, I don't know, more of a duel. Okay, so I don't know. I think just basically we need the need for speed. is very important, which coincides with Rex saying we're going to be an attack offense.
Yeah.
We need speed on both sides, mostly, obviously, on the offense. That's where we really need to fix things. But hopefully that's addressed. We also need to find an identity, which is also what Braylon Edwards said. We need an identity. So if we're going to use identity that we are an attack offense and no one wants to, you know, screw with the Jets, then that's great if we can get that rolling.
I think what they should say, though, is they need a positive identity, because right now they have an identity. It's just one that they're trying to get rid of, because the identity is easy to beat. And not scoring points.
After the latest news about Brian Thomas, there's some negative identity associated with us again.
What happened with
him? Well, the whole big thing back in October, was on October 31st or 30th. I'm going to mess this up a little, I think, because I only heard it once on the news. When he was accused of his wife.
Domestic situation.
Yes, the domestic situation. So now, just yesterday, he made the announcement that he's enrolling in rehab to get rid. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
see
this.
To get rid of, to wipe it off his record, pretty much. That's great. They're making a move in that direction. Long and behold, it's just more drama.
Yeah.
To the Jets. I mean, I know players get, everyone gets in trouble. I just feel like that we're under a magnifying glass. In New York when it comes to that, so.
No, they are.
I mean, it's not really going to hurt us, that whole situation. It's just another thing to put out there in the news.
Brian Thomas won't be back next year regardless, so that's it's unfortunate. I didn't actually know that, but it's unfortunate. But they'll look for an identity. They need more talent. That's what the new GM will have to bring. Mm-hmm. Last thing I wanted to touch upon real quick before we wrap up. So the schedule comes out in April, and then we have a discussion thread on this in our forums, but basically the opponents are out. Next year, home games, they obviously have the division. So you always have Buffalo, New England, and Miami. But at home, Cleveland Browns, the Steelers, the Saints, the Bucks, and the Raiders will be coming in. It's nice.
That's good that Oakland's coming in.
Yeah, we always go there. Awesome. And then road trips. Ravens, so Baltimore, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Carolina, and Tennessee.
It's not that bad.
It's, you know what, I mean, digging into the schedule right now is kind of ridiculous because there's all these changes and all that. But
it's still, I think it's a better schedule, especially the away games.
Well, Baltimore's tough, Pittsburgh, so I think it's actually a tougher schedule than they had this year.
I mean, traveling-wise. Like, at least we're not all going all the way to, like, the what, time change.
No West Coast trips is always good, but so we'll dig into all that as it gets closer to the actual schedule being out and us knowing if any of these teams are gonna suck.
I mean, hopefully, when do you think they're gonna pick a GM? They didn't even give us a time frame, or I mean, it's gotta be soon. We gotta start making some roster changes. So.
Yeah, you're looking within a week.
Yeah.
So within a week. So you have any shout outs?
I don't. I've been...
You're shouting out nobody?
I'm shouting out no one. Because I just sit there and I read Twitter now more than I actually tweet. And it's very entertaining. So shout out to everyone that's entertaining me on Twitter. There we go.
All right, I have one shout out. I'm going to shout out my son, Shane Sullivan, for being selected he won the Lombardi Award for the top offensive lineman in Monmouth County. Top high school offensive lineman in Monmouth County. Really, really proud of him.
Very nice.
Works hard. Lives in the gym. Good stuff. Real proud of him. He's going to play college football next year, so it's good stuff.
Maybe he can play for the Jets.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
So I think that about wraps it up. And we'll be back after the new GM is in place.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll talk some more.
We'll talk more. Don't have an exact date for that. So whenever it happens, we'll just... get together.
We will be waiting and we will pounce once the GM. We'll record it from One Jets Drive in Florham Park.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
We'll interview them coming in.
All right, guys. Well, in the meantime, take care. Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, jetnation.com. Come visit us in the forums and sit tight. Wait for your general manager to be hired.
Thanks, everyone. Go Jets.
Go Jets. Standing, you just fade away. Don't you know?